Have you heard what everyone's talking about? I mean, it's crazy. Everywhere I go, people won't stop talking about leaving Thomas Anonymous a review on iTunes. And I know what you're thinking, but I've already left a review. But now you can tell a friend to leave a review, or tell three friends. In fact, you should make Thomas Anonymous your conversation starter for the next 2 weeks, whether you're at work, with friends, or out to eat. If people don't listen, just do what I do and grab their phone and subscribe for them. Thanks!
Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous. Today's show we have Chapter 6, Say My Name, followed immediately by The Weed Cap. Buckle up, it's going to be a truthful ride. My name is Tommy Natoli, and this is Thomas Anonymous. Chapter 6, Say My Name. I bolted up from a sound, drunk sleep to a loud ringing cell phone that was lost amongst the food trash covering my blankets. I finally found my phone with some melted peanut butter cup on the back, and also found a stranger on the line saying they were downstairs and couldn't get in the dorm. Oh, I see. I was drunk last night and gave someone my address and told them to come over for some gay stuff. Got it. I'm a man of my word, even if that word was published on Craigslist. One of the oddest anonymous encounters I had while in college was with this black guy waiting down in the lobby. His race is completely irrelevant. This is just how my brain remembers him. Plus, his nickname in this story is Black Guy. So get over it, you big politically correct racist. As usual, I was shit-faced in my dorm room cruising the Craigslist, and I had been messaging another 20-something-year-old on the down-low. I apparently had told Black Guy to come to my building when he got off work at 6 a.m. Clearly a drunk person's brilliant idea. And as drunken people do, I didn't take into account that I would be totally knocked out cold by that time. Me. I stumbled into the elevator and made my way downstairs to sign him into the dorm. For someone who was trying to not get caught being gay, having dudes come to my dorm was probably a really stupid move on my part. Waiting at the security desk was a short, stocky black kid with really beautiful teeth. As we signed in and I stunk of booze and weed, the security guard made some small talk. "You fellas watching the game?" There was a long pause due to what felt like gallons of alcohol still swirling around my body. Go Red Sox. Turns out it was a basketball game. Luckily, I didn't care. And I headed upstairs to my prison cell dorm room with Black Guy. In the elevator, he asked me my name, which for a Craigslist hookup is an instant turnoff. My name? I thought this was anonymous. But I told him, Tommy. And within seconds, he said to me, "How long you lived here, Tom?" This is a huge pet peeve of mine. You asked me my name, I told you Tommy, and then you turn around and call me Tom? I was immediately bummed out about this hookup. I didn't say anything though, and instead I just focused on getting it over with and hopefully he didn't say the wrong name again. Once in my dorm room, we got right down to business. A little KTB, you know, the usual stuff. As I dove face first into a B-job, Black Guy starts to moan, Tom. I almost choked at the sound of that name falling out of his face. It's bad enough to call me Tom. But to call me Tom while I'm sucking your dick, ugh, I couldn't believe it. Next thing I know, Black Guy and me are fully 69ing on my twin mattress. When right in the middle of a mutual deep throat, Black Guy decides he wants to top me. You what? You want me to bottom? At this point in my closeted hookup life, it was always an oral thing at the most. There was no real penetration. Well, except for Blonde Leather, the condom-covered finger guy, but whatever. I had to be honest with him, and I told him, I've never done that before, nor did I think I would ever do that. I was really passionate about the topic of bottoming at the time. Because part of being in the closet is brainwashing yourself, and one of the many brainwashed ideas I had was that by me not wanting to bottom meant that I was definitely not gay. That was my straight proof. Future side note, bottoming is awesome. Black Guy was pretty cool about not plunging his private part into my virgin ass, so he asked for a second option, one that I never would have expected. He paused a moment after I told him I wasn't gonna do that, and then he said, "Damn, well, can I fuck them thighs?" Wait, what? You wanna fuck my thighs? Like, my legs? Like, my thigh legs. Like, here are my legs, and then here are my thighs. My body. My thighs? You wanna fuck my thighs? Of course I did what any other 21-year-old with no self-respect would have done. I let him fuck my thighs. If you're wondering how one goes about that, it's pretty simple. Get into what would normally be a doggy-style position, keep your legs super tight together, and then let them penetrate your thighs and go to town. I suppose you could also do this on your back with your legs raised up straight together super tight, but that seems like more work. And if you want to fuck my thighs, you should be doing all the work. Plus, doggy-style is great for multitasking and daydreaming. Black Guy really enjoyed having fake intercourse with my thighs. I guess I should be embarrassed, but I'm actually proud of myself for having such anal integrity and for being open to idiotic ideas. It was easy to let him slam fuck my thighs because the whole time I just kept thinking about how he kept calling me Tom. When I was so clear and articulate when I said Tommy, Tommy, Tommy. As he kept hammering away at my amazingly super tight thighs, I just stared at a pile of laundry on the floor thinking, God, I am so not a Tom. I'm just a Tommy. And I'm not like a bad boy Tommy. I'm like a defaulted on student loans Tommy. My mind kept wandering as my jackhammering thigh fucking was hypnotizing me into thoughts about names and why we have them and how mine was Thomas, but most people with that name use a nickname, and you get to choose that nickname. Are you gonna be a Tom or a Tommy? Lucky that we even get to have a choice. Not all names even have the option for a nickname. Like, you never hear a nickname for names like Eric or Helen or Daryl. And they should try to think of some, though, because those are not the best names. Tom just doesn't sit well with my soul. It makes me cringe if someone calls me that. Tom, to me, sounds like a substitute math teacher. I mean, imagine if instead of the Who's Tommy, it was the Who's Tom. Tom, can you hear me? No, he can't because he's subbing a math class. Oh, and that Bon Jovi song from the olden days, Living on a Prayer, starts off with Tommy used to work on the docks. Well, a Tom would never work on the docks. A Tom would be a manager down at Wells Fargo. Even when it comes to famous people, you can't name many cool famous Toms. Tom Cruise? That's a hard no. Tom Hanks? Tom Selleck? Tom Jones? No, no, and no. What about this century? Tom Brady? Cool, no. Hot? Yes. And then there's the Tommies, all totally cool. Tommy Chong, Tommy Lee Jones, Tommy Lee with the big fat D. Hell, let's even throw in Tommy Hilfiger and Tommy Bahama for good charity. I wonder if any of those guys defaulted on loans. But I do have to face the truth. I mean, there is a fine line between cool and white trash. Tommy is definitely on the spectrum of white trashy. Someone that goes by Tom is more likely to hear people say things to them like, "Hey Tom, just checking on the data exchange on the server with PSD files." Someone that goes by Tommy is more likely to hear, "Tommy, I need you to get me a pack of cigarettes." "Tom, congrats on the managing partner promotion." "Tommy, what time does your shift start at IHOP?" "Also, did you get those cigarettes?" Tom makes me think of business suits, cubicles, mortgage payments, conference calls, and Rogaine commercials. Tommy makes me think of high school dropouts, 30-year-olds in bands, Irish cops from Boston, and bongs. When you hear someone is named Tom, you expect him to have a job and their life together. And when you hear someone is named Tommy, you expect them to be a 6-year-old or an adult burnout. I'm a Tommy. I'm not a Tom or a Thomas. I'm just plain and simple Tommy. And some may think it's immature to use a nickname past childhood, but mentally I'm somewhere between 12 and 17, so I think it all balances out. Oh, wait a minute. Are you still fucking my thighs? Sure enough, he was still fucking my thighs. Eventually, after 45 minutes and a rug burn in between my thighs, it was over, and I bet you can't guess where he finished. Yup, on my glorious thighs. Then he sat on the edge of the bed, winded and out of breath, and said, "Damn, Tom, that was hot." This was the hard lesson learned about having people over to your place. You can't just up and leave. Black guy was trying to max and relax and hang out for the day. Hey, Craigslist just called. They wanted me to remind you that this is a Craigslist hookup and not a date. And he was still calling me Tom, which made my blood boil. He asked if he could take a shower, and without missing a beat, I lied and said, "The water was off for 5 hours. Pipes are getting fixed. Sorry." Then he asked if I wanted to watch a movie, and I just stared at him blankly, searching for something, anything that I had to do that day. The truth was, it was the weekend, and I didn't have anything to do but go downstairs and order some french fries and a chicken fajita. Black Eye smiled at me and said, "Tom, if you want me to leave, just say so." At first I thought, "Oh, thank God, let's just have him leave." And then I thought, "Ugh, why is he still calling me Tom?" "Oh, good, yeah, you need to leave. Bye." As he left my room, we gave each other a handshake, as if we just conducted a business deal. "Congrats on the thigh-fucking, Steve." "Steve, I thought my name was Black Guy." "Yeah, I guess we both screwed up the names, huh?" After his exit, I flew open the window and Febreze the hell out of my room. Something about a thigh-fucking smells worse than actual sex. I grabbed my pal, the shower caddy, my good friend Listerine, and off I went to my cleanse ritual. As I smoked a joint out of the window of the shower room, I gazed out to the neighboring skyscrapers of Midtown Manhattan, and I tried to accept the fact that someone just fucked the shit out of my thighs and called me Tom.
You did it! Yay!
Thanks for listening to Chapter 6, Say My Name. Join me now for The Weed Cap, a post-chapter chat where I chill out, answer questions, and also will be joined by various awesome people. The Weed Cap is up next.
We want to hear from you. You can contact us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Thomas Anonymous Podcast. Send us a message, like our page. You can also find the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and at TommyNatoli.com.
Welcome to The Weed Cap. I'm Tommy Natoli here in Los Angeles, and today we have a super fun show for you. We're going to talk about chapter Say My Name, and later in the show, we're going to get to hear from our first official Thomas Anonymous slutty correspondent, Wacky Jackie. But for right now, I'm joined by my co-host, who has the most fabulous hair in podcasting. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Tommy.
All right, what do you have on your paper there?
I have some things that, because I listened, you're so funny.
We just heard chapter 6, Say My Name, in which I was thigh fucked.
Yes.
So questions, yes. Concerns, come. We're opening the floor up.
Well, I just thought it was funny because you called him Black Eye, and I just don't think that so many people.
Oh. Were you opening with like a racial?
Something.
Like a politically correct racial.
It's just funny because people don't talk about race like you and I talk about it because, you know, I have a bunch of black kids and people think that I'm racist when I say the word black.
Yeah. I think it would be one thing if in my other stories, my Johns, my hookups were named like Craig and then Bob and then...
You gotta have nicknames.
Steve. Yeah. But, I mean, Blonde Leather was named Blonde Leather because he was blonde and was wearing a leather jacket.
Do you know what his real name was?
No, I don't. Black Guy was named Black Guy because he was a black guy.
And you don't know his name either?
No.
And he's sluttier by the minute.
Ugly Guy, Ugly Stranger was named Ugly Stranger because,
You don't have to tell me. I used to come up with really good nicknames, remember?
Oh, yeah.
240 Shorty and Long Boobs.
Yeah, not for your Johns, for your exes. John,
for my ex's Johns.
For your ex's Johns. The Janes, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm not worried about that. I know, and that's why I put that comment in there about, like, relax. His name's Black Eye. Just deal with it. All right? It's not a big statement. I don't have a tiki torch.
You're not tiki torch.
It's not like that.
No tiki torches. No Nazis.
Yeah.
I just thought that was really funny.
It's true. I know. I kind of had that feeling, too. Like, oh, people are going to be upset that I said Black Eye, but, like...
He was
a... I'm sorry!
I'm so sorry!
I should have just made up that, like, he wore a fur coat, and I should have just called him Fur Coat.
Well, here's what gets me, is, like, people say, oh, well, what did that person look like? And you're like, well, they were wearing shorts, and they had, like, frizzy hair. Just say, it was a black guy. It was a black guy. The only black guy there.
It was that black guy, yeah. I mean, he had all that stuff on, but, yeah, he was totally black.
Yeah, so I get it. I do. And I think it's funny, too, because I had a nickname when I was little. You didn't know that about me, did you?
Mm-mm.
Yes, it's
what,
true.
Can I guess it first? All right.
Go ahead.
You were Mish?
I'm Mish now. People call me Mish.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shell?
Sometimes.
Shelly?
Calls me Shell. Yeah, but those are not, I mean,
I'm going for your childhood.
No, none of those. You're not going to guess it. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It sounds like a Playboy bunny.
I don't know any of the Playboy bunnies.
That was a really dumb thing for me to even say.
I have one Playboy, and it's with Madonna on it.
I saw that. No, you're never going to guess it. It's apparently my papa, a.k.a. grandpa, couldn't pronounce Michelle. So
what'd he say?
He morphed it into Missy, or Misty.
Oh.
And from Misty, it went to Missy. So I was Missy up until the sixth grade.
Missy?
I know. And just the other day, I was at Walmart. Please don't tell anybody that I go to Walmart. This is anonymous, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Woo! And I was pushing my cart through Walmart, and I hear, Missy, is that you?
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm 54. Don't call me that.
Missy,
yeah. I finally dropped it in the sixth grade and became Michelle. My God-given name.
Yeah, Missy's more like a Melissa name to me, but he went from Misty. He called you Misty. That was like his nickname,
I guess,
for you.
That's just a rumor.
Misty's a dog's name.
Misty is a Clint Eastwood movie, for your information.
No, Misty are the cigarettes. Remember Misty cigarettes?
Do I look like your grandma? I don't even... Misty.
They were long. They were like bigger than...
No,
Carlton,
those are like
100s.
Virginia Slims.
Yeah, I think they were menthol too.
Ew, gross.
So have you ever had someone fuck your thighs?
If I did, I don't remember, but I was so slutty. I had no reservations about just doing it, but not in my butt.
How about, I mean, have you ever had someone who, this wasn't like a fetish because I was choosing not to bottom, but like a foot fetisher or like an elbow fetisher? People like to fuck body parts that aren't in your vagina.
True. Well, I know that because I used to be in the sex toy industry and I actually sold fake feet.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I mean, they are a real product. Feet.
Oh, what? Now these are just like a silicone, yeah. Like the fake, silicone. Like the butts and the pussies.
Yeah,
and the,
only their feet.
The sex dolls.
Yeah. And fists. They have fists. They got feet. You name it.
Now, yeah. I want to know more about these feet. Are they in a way that I can decide which angle I'm... I mean, because like feet are really...
You have to buy really... two. You got to buy two
so
feet.
So they're like a... It's like a foot. You have to buy a set of foot to make the feet.
Well, not everybody wants two. Some people just want one foot.
True. You could fuck a toe, I guess.
Well, some people like the whole foot in their...
Oh, I never even thought about that. Of like putting it in... Yeah,
I know. I don't even want to think about that. But yeah, it's true.
Are there thigh fetishes?
Well, I think that most people do the thigh thing. I mean... Before, as a part of foreplay, not the whole show, but, you know, when you're spooning or whatever, and you feel that going right between, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but just like with the foot fetish, that seems more like a fetish, opposed to someone just wanting to, like, fuck your thighs. Like, I wonder if someone does
that. The only reason that guy did that was because you wouldn't let him, you didn't want to be a bottom. Otherwise, right. You wouldn't have got...
Thigh fucked.
Yeah, exactly. So it had nothing to do with a fetish. It had, I want to be as close to this guy's butt as I can possibly be.
Right, but in my fantasy world, I like to think that day, like, sparked a new, like, fetish in him. Like, once he fucked my thighs, I like
to, he couldn't get enough thigh fucking.
Yeah, I like to think that moving forward from that moment, he was just like, oh, man, like.
That was the best thigh fuck ever.
Yeah, that, like, he, yeah. Moving forward, you
I'm
know,
I'm going to be
asked,
the pin in your balloon right now. No, I don't think so.
I think so.
No.
I think so. He's on the show later today. We're going to ask him.
No. Is he still named Black Guy? Well, I think it's great that he respected you and settled.
He was a gentleman. He really was.
Then why did you want to get rid of him so bad?
Well, because I didn't... Nobody wants to have...
Did you really find him on Craigslist?
Yeah.
I hate Craigslist.
Craigslist didn't have the shame that it has now.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah, all of the New York people were all Craigslist situations.
God, you are so lucky that you're not like on 48 Hours Unsolved Mysteries.
Or Dead. Or
that's
like...
what that is. It's a show about people that are dead and they can't figure out why. Have you never heard of it?
Nope, never. Oh. What's the... what else is on that paper?
Craigslist, being a racist. Tom!
Craigslist is just the equivalent of Grindr. It's just...
See, to me, Grindr is what you... Like a pepper grinder.
No.
I don't get it.
You know what Grindr is.
I do know what Grindr is. The other day, I thought that... I'm not going to say his name, but one of my children's phones was my phone because we have similar phone cases. And I picked it up and it had a message on it from Grindr. And I was like, this is not my phone. Why is... How is there a Grindr notification on my phone? And my kid was like, oh, that's my phone.
What did the message say?
I just saw Grindr and I was like,
oh, yeah. Damn.
Because I do know what it is. And I was like, do you really need to be on Grindr?
You could have opened a really great dick pic.
You know, I'm good with dick pics. I'm good. I don't like the name Tom. It's always just had negative vibes.
Just picture
me
right now with a name tag that says, hi, my name's Tom.
I feel like we'd be at some sort of a self-help seminar.
Hi, I'm Tom.
I'm Missy.
I always have to
nice
do
to meet you.
Tom and Misty, the new podcast.
Oh,
Tom
God.
And Tom and Misty.
No, but I was Missy.
Missy, sorry.
Not even Misty. I would have been cool if I was Misty. I mean, that's like a porn name.
I'm sorry.
That is.
I always have Missy? To do that. I have to do that voice too when I'm a Tom. Toms talk like this.
Missy's talk like this. Oh my God, my name's Missy. Horrible name. Horrible.
Did you didn't have, so, but Michelle doesn't have like an equivalent of Thomas where like there's a four, like.
No, not really. But I don't, I'm just Michelle. Just that's my name.
What's the worst thing somebody's called you? Like the C word or like.
Well, that is something that's interesting because I used to think that let's just say it. Okay. Cunt.
Oh my God.
I love that word. I'm a raging, fabulous cunt and I dig it. So when somebody calls me a cunt, I say, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. I am. I'm not a silly vagina.
You're a proud cunt. You have to be.
Oh, God. Absolutely. And so it's just taking all the power out of that. But yeah, that's the big one. The guys think that if they call you that, that's the worst thing that they could possibly say.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about what he used for lube.
Oh, geez. What did he use for lube?
Spit. He used a lot of spit.
That is so disgusting. That is so disgusting.
Spitting.
Now, I know somebody, and I'm not going to say their name. She knows who she is. And she thinks that is like the sexiest, coolest thing ever. And I remember the first time that somebody did that, and I was like, what, are you nuts? Ah! Yuck. Sorry. Ugh. I can't. I just...
Same here. I'm not a fan
God.
Of spit as lubricant.
No, there's butter in the fridge.
Yeah.
You know, come on. Oh, and some people just think that is like the sexiest thing, and it just makes me cringe.
I had the pleasure of catching up on the phone with our slutty correspondent, Wacky Jackie, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to listen to our fabulous phone reunion. We'll be right back.
Bye.
My God, is it nipples?
It is nipple buns. Together again at last.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I know. I'm
oh my God.
Shaking and trembling with anticipation of this all day.
On the phone right now, ladies and gentlemen of the internet, is our official senior slutty correspondent, Wacky Jackie. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to share my wealth of knowledge.
Well, yeah, the world needs your slut wisdom, and for the record, you chose that title. That's your self-chosen title.
The title chose me, my friend. The title chose me.
As it does, because you can't choose something like that.
No, you're born into it.
All right, my dear. Chapter 6 is what we are listening to this week. It's called Say My Name, and basically I walked the listeners through a man fucking my thighs because I was a baby about, you know, getting fucked in my butt. So his second option was he wanted to fuck my thighs, and boy, did he fuck them hard. Do you have any cool other similar experiences with thighs, feet, elbows, anything?
I need a little bit more information because I haven't had the joy of listening to this experience yet. Now, was this like in the between your thigh and everything else? I want to understand the physics behind thigh sucking. Crease fuck? Like, is it a crease between like the leg and like the
it's
area?
It's like if I got on all fours in doggy mm-hmm. position and then just squeezed my legs super tight together. You're fucking my thighs instead of my ass. Like, that's
okay,
that's
I got
what
you. So I have had an extremely similar experience, but it wasn't with my thighs. I got butt fucked, but not in the ass. Like, because I'm very ass rich, I guess you would say. So I got my butt cheeks fucked. So it was just kind of similar, you know, on my stomach on the bed, and it's a high bed. Instead of, you know, fucking me in the ass, my cheeks got fucked, much like if I had the tits to fuck somebody with them, similar fashion, and just a little bit of coconut oil cooking spray from Trader Joe's. Pretty cheap, $2.99. It'll change your life.
I love that. I'm looking at that exact can of coconut oil on my counter right now, so that's great and good to know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So it was like a titty fuck, but with your ass.
Yeah, with my butt
cheeks. Cracked. With your cheeks. Very nice.
Yeah, because I can make that ass clap, so might as well fuck it.
Oh my God. Now, you just gave it away, the lube. You had the coconut oil spray. I did not have lube. This gentleman decided to use spit. What's your stance on spit usage?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's misleading, especially in Hollywood. Like, broke that mountain, like, really? You just two fingers, and then you just went to town on his ass. I call bullshit.
I do too. I'm not a fan of spit. I just don't think it's appropriate. It's disgusting. I feel like spit has a different smell. I feel like it smells bad.
Yeah, it depends. Especially if it's like that late night drunk fuck or the morning fuck. Forget about it. I don't want your morning spit. That's disgusting. And this is coming from a gross whore. So, like you and I have stated, but if you have the cooking spray at the ready, It's great. Not Pam. You got to get the coconut oil, like I've already stated, because it smells like a tropical breeze, and it just makes everything really slippery. But, yeah, so I'm like spit, I guess, a little bit, but it should not ever be anybody's primary lubricant.
No, I agree. I agree. And I think that's important also to put out there not to use Pam, because I think Pam would just leave like an egg smell.
Oh my God, it's the residue is disgusting. You know, it's fun for about 10 seconds. Yeah, Pam and spit are like complete amateur moves right there, but everybody's going to start somewhere.
So another thing that the guy who fucked my thighs, it was a Craigslist John, and one of the things he did during this whole situation was he kept calling me Tom, and one of my pet peeves is like, don't fucking call me Tom, especially if like you've gone like the extra mile to ask me my name and then I tell you it's Tommy. And then like, so do you have any like name pet peeves? Like do you exclusive, like will you take any old name from anyone?
If someone calls me Mommy, I feel really, really uncomfortable. But, you know, pretty much anything else, as long as I'm not getting punched in the back of the head, I guess I'll take it.
Cool.
I can never picture you being a Tom. Like that's wrong. It's like,
it's so wrong.
What did you do with my Tommy? Bring him back now. Like, it's not.
I'm right. A Tommy.
Yeah, you're a Tommy. It's happening. Like, I'm a wacky. I'm not a wackolin.
Wacky Jackie is literally part of Thomas Anonymous because you knew the young Femi Tommy when he was just a boy of your, little brother of your friend.
Yeah, you stole cigarettes for us, and you were the best damn cigarette thief there was. Because you had those puppy dog eyes and those fast fingers. That big coat.
That's right. I had it all. I was really just everyone's best friend.
Yeah, the total package.
Can you just, for the record, for our listeners, because Fat Matt is really like a hit. Like, people love Fat Matt. And so can you just confirm for the people that he is real? I'm not making that up.
Oh, he's 100% real. And I have to say, once I became aware of this podcast and I listened, and I heard you refer to him as his true self, Fat T. Matt. I was just like, yes, now people will know that everything's going to be okay because Fat Matt exists.
that is his legal name.
He's real. He's real. His greasy chins down to his insisting on walking around in his underwear when his stepkids' friends are there. He's completely real.
So is that your, I was just going to say, what's your most vivid Fat Matt memory? But
yeah, probably like trying to keep my, so like Fat Matt is pretty much exactly what you picture in your head. Balding, sweaty, pale, blotchy, reeks of desperation. And whenever I'd sleep over, he would insist on wearing, you know, no pajamas, no sweatpants. No, he's going to let it all hang out and wear those old man boxers that are basically, like, made out of charmeuse, but they're really not. They're, like, really almost sheer. And so you have to, like, continue to keep the eyes up and look
right.
at his moon face. So it's like, no way. You totally
moved. Oh, my God. You are spot on. You beat me to the next. My last question was going to be, do you remember him in, like, the little shorts and nothing else?
But, oh,
like,
that how could you not? On. How could you not? Like, you know, so as you can hear, I could talk about it because I have done years of therapy. And I've come to grips
right.
with, you know, my nightmares are that there's something wrong with me. It's just a normal reaction to an abnormally traumatic experience, i.e. Fat Matt in the shorts. It's
yes.
pretty damn bad. And I remember
yes,
him playing
yes.
basketball, too, which is equally awful.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm just showing you how to be a man.
Someone else's mind.
Oh, my God. You had a snowball chance in hell of being, like, a normal man. Like, thank goodness that you're the sassy gay man that I relate to, because I am also recovering from being a closeted gay boy who now is out and is loving the neck.
I know. Could you imagine Fat Matt was the one who was allegedly the one to teach me to be a man?
Oh, my God. I know. Who taught him? He's still waiting for that lesson.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Wacky Jackie. I love you forever.
Thank you for having me. I love you, too, my dimple buns.
We will have you back on the show. Maybe we will explain to people our fabulous nicknames for each other. But until then, my dear.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's me, Tommy. I just wanted to say you're awesome. Thanks for listening. All right, welcome back. This is the Weedcap. We just heard my phone call with Wacky Jackie.
She was fabulous. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, she, just to go on what we were talking about before with lube, like she blew my mind with the coconut oil spray.
Well, here's the thing about coconut oil. Coconut oil is actually a very fabulous lube.
What?
Yes. It is. If you have coconut oil, it's especially if it's organic and unfiltered, you can, that lube.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't use it because I'm a lube snob, but I probably should because it doesn't have any chemicals or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a great, great lube. So I never thought about the spray. How fabulous is that?
And convenient. I mean, fast, easy.
Like I said, butter in the fridge. Only this is better.
Yeah.
Way better than butter.
I'm really excited. Now, why don't you, whatever you said, you're not a fan of lube or you don't?
I'm a lube snob.
Right. Why?
I don't know. I just, you know.
Like top of the line?
Well, yeah. I use Pink Water and it's a great lube.
Yeah.
I have been thinking and toying with the idea of making my own using the coconut oil.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so super into that.
Yeah. The coconut oil is great. So I was really surprised when she said that because I thought, wow, that's... Yeah, because you don't want to use Pam. you don't want that. But the coconut oil is great.
Yeah, she knows what she's talking about.
God, and just think all the money that you could save.
Have you ever been butt-fucked the way that she was the way she was describing being... Not butt-fucked, but like...
Cheek-fucked.
Cheek-fucked, yeah.
Oh, everybody gets cheek-fucked.
I haven't been cheek... I guess my thigh was in exchange of a cheek-fuck.
What? And you never have ever? Still to this day?
Gotten cheek fucked?
Yeah.
No, they just go right into the butt now.
Oh. Okay. Well, you should try it. It would be a fun foreplay thing. And just go, whoopsie. That's the thing about when you're getting cheek fucked is there's always slipping.
It's a chance.
Yeah, whoopsie. Yeah, you're like, whoop. Man. Yeah.
Well, yeah, as the top, I think in that situation, you would probably be like, oh, I'm going to try to accidentally just...
Oh, every guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
I didn't know.
Do that. And you're like, it's okay.
Amazing. All right. I think we need to come up with a Twitter handle for the show.
Ah, jeez. See, I don't know how Twitter works. All I know is that it's just abused by Trump. I don't know.
So like, obviously, we would try to do Thomas Anonymous, but that's obviously already taken. So we have to come up with, maybe we should try the Weed Cap. Maybe we'll just be the Weed Cap.
There you go.
That's totally available.
Duh. Because it's a made-up word. It's not even a real word.
All right, cool. Man, I was really mad about this the other day, but turns out it's way easier than I thought. Done. Okay, cool.
Does that mean I have to get a Twitter account to...
No, that means now we can tell people to tweet the show at the Weed Cap.
Right, but if I want to see what people are saying, shouldn't I have Twitter?
Oh, you don't? Yeah, you have to. What do you mean you don't have Twitter?
I don't know how to use it.
Well, it's just...
like Snapchat. Are you forgetting how old I am?
No, you can use Twitter on a laptop, like a website. It'll be like a Facebook, except not like that.
Yeah, old people only know Facebook.
Right, but it'll be like Facebook. Like, you'll log in, and then you'll see stuff.
You know, I think I do have a Twitter. I also have an Instagram. I don't put anything on it because I don't know how to work it.
That's all right, but you don't need to work it, but you just need to log on so you can see what people are saying to the show.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if I have that kind of time.
I know, we're busy. Actually, don't tweet the show. We just want to create this for fun.
Please,
All right, it's done.
Easy peasy.
It's time for our positive perspective. We need a good name for this part of the show. I haven't come up with one. It was Positive Polly the first week cap, but that was just like temporary. So like, gosh, I have a lot of demands with like coming up with names for stuff.
I know, and that's really I don't have it. I'm not good at that.
Yeah, so let's just call this nothing.
No, because it is something positive. Good vibes or something.
Oh, good vibes. I like that.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Yeah, okay. Good. Well, this has a lot of positive things.
This one does, you think?
Yeah.
I haven't really thought it through yet. Tell me yours and then I'll process mine.
Well, I think that the whole thing with your name, it was good that, you know what I mean? You stuck to your guns on that and you should have said something.
I didn't stick to my guns because I didn't say anything. I probably wouldn't have
snowballed. But the fact that you weren't even thinking about getting thigh fucked because you were so busy thinking about your name and laundry. I love that. How long did you do that?
The thigh fucking?
Yeah.
I mean, I exaggerate and say 45 minutes, but who knows? I don't know.
It could have been a minute.
It could have been 2 minutes.
Long enough for you to have that whole conversation in your head, though.
My thought monologue was pretty long, and I edited out a lot.
That is hysterical. I love that.
Even longer than that. But yeah, I had a lot of epiphanies in that moment about names and stuff. It's important.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. I also thought, too, the lube thing was, to get people's perspective on that. And spit, no.
No spit. And you know what else? Spit, I think, contributed to the bad smell.
Right.
It smelled worse than regular sex. And I think it was because of all of that spit happening. And I can't.
Was he like this? Like that to you? Or was he like in the hand?
Yeah, he would go in the hand.
Spit his hand.
Like a.
And God, that is so awful.
And then like a...
yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's such a weird straight guy thing to do.
It's a gay thing, too.
Like, is it?
Gay guys are like, sometimes I click on a video that I shouldn't have clicked on, and it's like...
It's all spit... Oh,
guys,
God.
No, you don't even understand. It's not just like I'm spitting on a dick. Like, let's spit in each other's mouth. Let's,
oh,
like,
God. Oh, God.
Hey,
oh,
I'm going to I'm gonna suck your dick real hard right now, and now... right in your mouth, bitch.
God. Oh, there's just some things that are so wrong, oh, yeah. And that is one of them.
Open your mouth. Ah. Let's make out.
That is so gross. I had this one husband that wanted to chew food and then make out. Okay. I'm not going to say who it is, but you know who it is.
I do know who it is.
Oh, he would get so mad at me. Oh, he'd get so mad, and I would just like, I'm not doing that.
Ah! That's more disgusting than spit on the thighs. Like, that's just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why would I want to eat your already eaten food? Do I look like a baby bird to you? God.
Is that the grossest thing of all your ex-husbands? Of all 325 ex-husbands?
No. Oh, I'm... No.
Is that the grossest thing? What is the grossest thing? Real quick.
I can't even go there because there's so many. We'd have to have like 15
different shows. Yeah. All right.
To go with each husband.
Sure. Throughout the shows, we'll cover most of them.
Well, I already talked smack about Sterling. I said his name. Take that.
Yeah, whatever. I think the first episode, we dropped all those names, so we can stick to those names.
I know, and then I got grief about that at our party. Somebody said, oh, I listened to your podcast for being anonymous. You should have dropped a lot of names.
Yeah, well.
That's what I said. I was like, tough stuff.
That's
tough.
The great thing about doing a podcast. Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I know. I out people all the time. Yep.
So I'm just going to steal your positive takeaway and say it was my being able to, what's that? You're disassociating, right? When you do that, like, oh, I'm being thigh fucked, but I'm going to stare over here and think about something else.
Yeah, but you know what? So many people do that. That's not.
It's not like a bad thing, right?
Well, it is. Yeah, it is. if somebody's doing it with you and you're thinking about the laundry, or you know, say my name, say my real name.
Yeah.
Black guy, what are you doing?
Why is he calling me Tom?
Yeah, so yeah, it is a bad thing. That means that you're not into it,
right? Okay.
You know, it's like thinking about,
I don't even remember if I got off.
Of course you didn't. You were thinking about laundry and being called Tom. How can you get off when you're like Tom?
I don't think I did. I have a friend that used to leave a magazine on the floor so that when she was in that, you know, doggy style that I was in, she could just like, you know,
read. Oh my gosh, that's sad. That is sad.
We all do what we gotta do.
Oh, I know. I had a long, long, long time with a different husband where I had to be in love with Don Johnson because, do you know who Don Johnson is?
I kind of do.
Oh, God.
He was with Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith, yeah.
That's what I know about him.
Yeah, well, he was the star of Miami Vice.
I was gonna say, was he an actor? What did he do?
Yeah, he even actually did a duet with Barbara Streisand. He said, that's when she said, love is not only blind, but apparently tone deaf.
But
yeah, but he was my guy. Yeah, wow. And I just, I couldn't stand this husband so much that I'd have to think about, just close my eyes and think about Don Johnson. God. Yeah.
Thank you, Don Johnson.
Oh, he saved me. Saved me.
And thank you, Black Guy.
We don't really know why we're thanking Black Guy, but hey.
Because I have that story forever, for every dinner party. Nobody else will have the story.
You tell that story at dinner parties?
Yeah. I mean...
at Tom's house?
At you.
Great show.
This was a great show. Great takeaways. I'm so happy to learn about... Oh, the other positive thing is, the coconut. I'm really excited for the coconut.
I'm going to have to work on spray. That. But you know,
I have the spray right now. You want to try it out?
Because I'll bet you there's chemicals in there.
Probably.
There has to be, because... Yeah.
How about the platinum, what's it called?
Platinum.
Platinum. And it's in the black bottle.
Wet. It's wet by wet.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Now, does that have, like, bad stuff in it?
Well, that'll, if you use that with a dildo, anything, it'll melt it.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know that,
good thing
you?
I just use it with a real dick.
Yeah, you cannot use that, like, masturbation, any kind of toys. You can use it with glass, but
it's a silicone? Is that?
Yeah, the silicone will melt.
But that's what I like about it. I like the silicone.
Oh, well, you have to have that for funky butt loving.
Yeah, I mean, water.
No, you can't.
The water lubes. No. Like a sticky, icky.
Well, that's why I use pink. It's not sticky.
Oh. But it's silicone.
No, it's water. I know. But pink also makes silicone.
Okay. See, that's where I was confused.
Yeah, now you can still try the coconut oil, though, instead of the other one. I think that we should both make a commitment to go organic with our lubes.
Well, and I also was just, I was just thinking we should, between now and the next show, use coconut and come back to the show and report how it went.
I'm down for that.
All right. I can do that.
I already have plans to do it later tonight.
Perfect. We're booked.
Yeah.
All wonderful. Right. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Tommy Natoli and on Instagram at Tommy_Natoli. You can now follow the show on Twitter at The Weed Cap. The Weed Cap.
Is it all one word?
It's Twitter, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, if there's... Okay. If there was like an underscore or a dash or something.
Also, there's no spaces on Twitter.
I mean, there's no space for spaces on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You only get a certain amount of characters.
You can also like our page and message us on Facebook at Thomas Anonymous Podcast. What a great show, Michelle. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. That was fun.
Okay, bye.